Basketball.
Basketball.
You're listening to the Knicks Nation Podcast, where we've got all your Knicks needs covered. Now, live from the city that never sleeps, here are your hosts, Anthony and Chris.
Hello and welcome again to another Knicks player preview for the new 2024-2025 season. This time we have Julius Randle. Excited to get into some Julius Randle talk. Very polarizing player. Went through the shoulder surgery this summer. Excited for a new season with Julius Randle, with OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges. Chris, what is going on first and foremost? How are you?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Excited to talk about Julius Randle. One of the bigger topics when it comes to New York Knicks, simply because, like you mentioned, shoulder surgery, you know, obviously going through rehab. Been a little bit of radio silence from the Knicks as far as where he's at right now. But makes you wonder, will Julius Randle start the season healthy, or will he need a few weeks before he's able to hit the floor? Time will tell, but I'm ready to chop it up with you. And what are your thoughts in the Julius Randle situation as of this moment?
There's a lot of noise this summer regarding Julius Randle. His name has been in many trade rumors. It seems like every single season Julius Randle's name is in a trade rumor. It's always for Karl-Anthony Towns for some reason. But this summer, especially because he was due for an extension, Chris, the Knicks and Julius Randle still haven't signed an extension. They still haven't, you know, met at the table. I don't know if they met, but they still haven't come to a agreement on a contract extension. Seems like both parties are not close. Julius Randle wants to get paid. He sees what other NBA players are getting paid around him, and he feels like he is better than them. And me personally, I feel like he is better than them, like Evan Mobley, for instance. Yeah. That's just one example. But yeah. But on the Knicks' perspective, I feel like they're coming at this like they're leaving all their options open, because Randle still has a player option for next year. So maybe the Knicks are looking at this like, hey, take this season. We'll see where your shoulder's at. We'll see how this season goes, and we'll just go from there. Or the other option is for Julius Randle to pick up his player option, wait another year with the New York Knicks, or if the Knicks decide to trade him or not, I don't know. It's just a waiting game right now, but it seems like his name has kind of been the talk of the town in terms of rumors. There was a tweeted picture that his jersey wasn't being sold in MSG that was later debunked, and Julius Randle responded with some cryptic messages on Instagram. So we're like, is Julius Randle happy? Does he want to be here? I don't know. It's a lot of stuff regarding Julius Randle.
Luckily, I think, you know, that was just, you know, tongue in cheek from Julius Randle, kind of just poking fun at the situation whatsoever. But
yes, yeah.
Don't want to read into that. And, you know, I think Julius Randle is fine. Obviously, he would love a contract extension, you know, because who doesn't want to make more money? And it's just weird when it comes to Julius Randle, right? You look at his stats, and he's a guy that's comparable to guys like, you know, he's up there with what? Jokic. And who else would you put up there as far as the production you're getting from Julius Randle? There's probably maybe one other person that does not come into my mind, but you know, Julius Randle is like
maybe
a top
Giannis.
Five. You know, that's exactly
not comparing the players, but you know, right, in terms of impact.
In terms of production, you know, somebody's giving you 25, 10, and what? Six times five. So, you know, for whatever reason, I almost feel like the league just doesn't respect him or value him the way that he should be. And obviously he's had some issues off the court, or just, you know, with, you know, thumbs down type of scenarios. But yeah. You know, when it comes to Julius Randle, I think, like you mentioned, it's going to come down to his health, and the Knicks are just kind of keeping their options open. Because let's be honest, in the past, the way this regime was ran, they would have gave him the bag already, not knowing his condition, not knowing what his health actually is. So I think it's smart from the front office standpoint, and they're going to probably say, hey, Julius, prove to us that you're healthy, you know, show us what you got, maybe you know, by this date, we'll extend you if we like what we see, type of deal. That's my thoughts.
It's interesting that you brought up that his value, because I think something came out a few weeks ago saying that a GM, his value pretty much isn't what it should be. And a lot of Knicks fans were upset because obviously you see Julius Randle, who's, you know, been an all-NBA type of player, been to a few all-star games, was an all-star last year before he got hurt. And it's like, we just can't pinpoint why he's not valued around the league. But like, in my opinion, like, I don't really care about that because I don't want to trade Julius Randle. I feel like that he is a major piece to our championship journey. You look back in January where things were clicking on all cylinders. Knicks were the hottest team in the NBA. Julius Randle was just a better all-around player, making quicker decisions, and not turning the ball over as much. A lot of these things compiled into Julius Randle's game, and his game is transformed. Like, let's be honest, his game was different than it was early on and what we've been seeing for Julius Randle. And that is the version that we've kind of been waiting for, that passive Julius Randle, engaged, more engaged on defensively. OG Anunoby brought more defensive, you know, engagement from Julius Randle. And I just love what I saw from Julius Randle. And then unfortunately, he goes down with that shoulder injury. So I don't really care about what teams value him and this and that. I mean, I guess the Knicks can cross that road if they decide to go another direction. But I truly do think that Dibs doesn't want to trade him. Leon Rose doesn't want to trade him. They just want to see him healthy. And they just want to see him perform with this new squad. And I'm excited. Like, even though with all the hoopla surrounding Julius Randle, I kind of want to, all the propaganda that ESPN is trying to put out there saying that the Knicks may be better off with Julius Randle, I feel like they're trying to make him the scapegoat. Like, not the scapegoat, but like the cancer on the team.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's part of the problem with his value per se. Yeah. I mean, like you mentioned, I also think Julius Randle is a huge part of this puzzle for us. So I don't want him to go anywhere. You know, I was on the Julius Randle train back in the day where I was like, come on, man, you got to get rid of him. You know, there's just no effort on defense. Yeah, and if it's not going his way, come on, get this guy out of here. But as of lately, like you mentioned, I feel like Julius Randle turned his game around. He wants to be here. He's been here through the bad and some of the good, right? That January that he had once OG Anunoby was here, completely different player, especially on the defensive side. More active, just making the right reads. And everybody else got better too. So whether you want to call that the OG Anunoby effect, that's one thing. But as far as Julius Randle, I still think he's part of the solution here. And going back to, you know, the way that his image is just portrayed through the media, it sucks, man. It sucks because he's clearly someone who cares about this team. He wants to be here and he wants to succeed. I don't think the Knicks will trade him at the end of the day. And again, it's hard to trade somebody like Julius Randle when you're not going to get back the production that he's giving you on the court.
Exactly. And it is hard to trade him because I think, look, he's owed $28.9 million. So the Knicks have to take back exactly $28.9 million or less. You can't take back more money because of the apron. Those are the apron rules. So trades will be hard regarding Julius Randle. I mean, so it's not going to be easy to trade him. And like, yeah, you're not going to get like value for value trading Julius Randle.
The only bugaboo I could say for Julius Randle, where, you know, opposing teams might be like, hey, you know, I know you want this type of value for Julius, but would be playoffs. You know, he still hasn't shown that he can produce at a high level in the playoffs. There's been little flashes, but more bad than good. And obviously he's been getting hurt as of late with these freak injuries. But I don't know if something like that can... Obviously, yes, you want to have your all-star caliber player perform well in the playoffs, but do you think that's enough to just tank his value around the league?
Look, we need to see a playoff run from Julius. Like, we need to see at least one or two good playoff series from Julius Randle. Look, last year he was dealing with the ankle injury, had some moments for us in the Cavs series, big rebound down there in game one. And, you know, ultimately he just couldn't overcome that injury. I just want to see one full season, healthy season of Julius Randle in the playoffs with OG, with Mikal, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to trade him now and later down the line be like, oh, like regretting not seeing that product on the court. I want to see what we saw in January. Now you add Mikal. I want to see that in a 7-game series. So that's where I'm at with Julius Randle. And I think that's where the New York Knicks are at. I feel like they have no appetite in trading him. I don't
think so either. I mean, don't get me wrong. If the right deal comes around and you're getting something crazy, sure. But at the same time, again, like, I just think with the January they had, that was enough. Well, I think it was enough of a sample size to see that, hey, this thing could actually work. So Julius Randle, in my opinion, is here to stay. I think he'll get an extension, you know? I think he's going to get either an extension or, hey, if they decide to just kind of roll the dice, I think he'll be back one way or the other.
That's the key. Like, if the Knicks and him can't come together in terms of a contract, or if they can't find a trade partner, I feel like, or if they, you know, it mainly it deals with his contract, because if Randle wants a certain amount and the Knicks don't want to give him that amount, then I feel like the Knicks would go the trade route. But I feel like right now they just want him to come into camp, see how his shoulder is, and just go from there. So we talked about how he transformed his game with OG Anunoby in January. His assist percentage went way up with OG Anunoby. An absurd amount. I mean, I'm looking at these games in January. This times when it was 20% assist rate, 21%, 33%, 21%, 23%, 23%, 38%, 33%. Assist percentage is the players that Julius Randle passes to, what percentage of their shots are good shots and what percentage of those shots go in. So that's a great percentage. He was like above 90 percentile in terms of that. Like we said, quicker passer, making better reads, running the fast breaks more, quicker decisions. Just looked like he was playing freely with OG Anunoby. So you can say you bring in Mikal, it's going to be another adjustment. You can say that. We've been talking about the center position, right?
Yep.
What will happen regarding the backup center position? Well, Tom Thibodeau spoke with the reporter, I think last week, and the reporter asked him, how do you simply replace Isaiah Hartenstein? And Tom Thibodeau hinted, Chris, that he may just do that in playing Julius Randle at the center position for 10 to 15 minutes a game. And a lot of Knicks fans were happy regarding that answer. What do you say to that?
It makes me wonder if it's a smart decision simply because, again, his health, his shoulder, yeah. You know? You're down in the pain, you're banging with these 7-footers, you know, and whatnot. I don't know if it's the best step to take, but do I like it? You know, just from an overall, like, if Julius Randle is actually completely healthy, you know, and there's no risk of re-injury early, yeah, that would be an awesome small ball lineup, in my opinion, you know, because you would counteract those bigs with Julius Randle, who can space the floor a bit. Then you have OG Anunoby, I'm assuming Mikal Bridges, Dante DiVincenzo, Jalen Brunson. I mean, sounds good to me, man. That sounds like, you know, choose your poison. I like it, but kind of puts Julius Randle in harm's way, in my opinion.
Yeah, I never really thought of it like that. That's a good point, though. The way I look at it is he's probably going to be guarding, like when he backs up Mitchell Robinson, he's probably going to be guarding the backups, or yeah. And the backups will probably have to be guarding him on the offensive end. So I feel like those are the way the Knicks are looking at it. Like Randle will probably be one of the first people subbed out. Then when the opposing center gets subbed out, maybe then is when you sub Julius Randle in and you pair him with a bunch of shooters. Knicks only tried it a handful of times last year. And I feel like now that we have OG and Mikal, we can do that. But like you said, it comes with risk, you know, coming off that shoulder surgery. What if he gets matched up with a big body center down there? And I feel like Tom Thibodeau will yank him in that situation. But yeah, I mean, it just comes with risk in doing that. But I mean, I'm excited watching that. Yeah. So
yeah, I would love to see it. I would love to see it. And I'm sure that being concerned with Julius in the paint, I'm sure the Knicks would have some sort of like, hey, don't just go and try to like, you know, bully this guy or something like that, or re-aggravate your shoulder. But
yeah,
also think back to, you know, basketball in general. When you're out there, everything just goes out the window. You know, you're playing ball. So to have to tell Julius to kind of limit himself, you know, especially if he's putting in the defensive effort, that's going to be tough, in my opinion.
So here's the full quote from Thibodeau. He said, we'll probably have to do it by committee. We'll look at some different things because we have versatility. We could see Julius more at the five. I don't want to do that for long stretches. It would take its toll, like Chris said. Yeah. But to have him do it for 10 or 15 minutes, I think he can do it well. He also would create a lot of offensive advantages. So a lot of offensive advantages with Julius Randle at the five. He says that he doesn't want to do it in long stretches because it could take a toll on Julius Randle. I think that's him saying that, you know, Julius will be out there. We're probably the backups on the other team. Once the other team goes to their traditional big, that's when you would see a healthy Mitchell Robinson come in, and then we just go from there. All in all, just I'm excited for this season for Julius Randle. One thing that we have to note is we don't know his status in terms of his shoulder. Training camp is in a couple of weeks here, and I'm hoping that Julius Randle is a full go. We haven't heard anything yet. We haven't seen Julius Randle taking on contact. That's a major hurdle because we all know that Julius Randle re-injured that shoulder when he was trying to come back. So if we're all good on that front, then I'm just, it's just more of what we've been seeing. I'm not concerned about his fit with Mikal because he fits seamlessly with OG. So I don't have concerns in terms of him fitting with Mikal. Do you?
No, no way. Yeah. And again, it harks back to Mikal's Phoenix days where he was playing alongside, you know, other stars and was able to fill that role perfectly fine as a 3-and-D wing, you know. I think that's what we'll get from Mikal. And I think I don't see any issues, you know. The way that it worked with OG Anunoby, I see more of the same, if not better, with Mikal Bridges out there as well. Just more options for us.
Yeah, just more options for us to stay healthy. I mean, I truly do think this is going to be a big year for Julius Randle. I have that he's going to be an all-star again, but, you know, the trade talks are just not going to go away. And when you have, like, major media personalities like Brian Windhorst and I forgot who else, the Low Pod talking about, you know, the situation regarding Julius Randle, there's just a lot of stuff going on regarding Julius Randle that they're not too confident in. So I guess no contract yet. I mean, it's just a waiting game. But other than that, we can just take things for face value and just judge it on what we have right now. And that's hopefully a healthy Julius Randle.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And again, although we're not getting much news and obviously no contract extension yet, I still think we're, you know, Julius Randle and the Knicks are in a good spot because you've heard it on the podcast that Julius Randle has been on in the past. And just speaking in general, he's like, hey, you know, going back to last season's playoffs, he's like, I wish I was out there. It's unfinished business type of thing. The guys told me, hey, don't worry about it. We're gonna do this thing next year. So, you know, he's still focused on the team. It's not like he's just, you know, distancing himself away or just like, nah, if I don't get a contract, I won't be there. He wants to be here. He wants to be here and he wants to compete and he wants to bring a title to this city. So, you know, I think something gets done personally. I'm pretty confident in that. But I just think it's a matter of how healthy are you? Let's see what you got. And then maybe it's just, we got to tweak the parameters of your contract or something like that to protect themselves, you know, the Knicks and Julius Randle.
It's just, you know, we just have to wait and see regarding that. I mean, I guess we can go to bold predictions. There's bold prediction on Julius Randle this year.
Julius Randle will be an all-star again for the New York Knicks. That is my bold prediction coming off the shoulder injury.
I believe Julius Randle will average a career high in assists this year. I feel like his usage will stay the same. It's been hovering around like 30%. And I just feel like this is going to be a monster season for Julius Randle. I truly do feel that way because it's not a contract year. I mean, he can still pick up his player option. He's not going to be a free agent after this year. So it's not, you know, one of those situations where usually the player balls out during his contract year. But I have a feeling Julius Randle is going to come hungry this season. And I can't wait.
Another all-NBA type of season loading.
Yes, sir. So that's our stances on Julius Randle, man. He's very important to this Knicks team. I know a lot of Knicks fans out there, Chris, don't like him, and what I would have to say is he's a very valuable piece for us, and a lot of people take him for granted. They really do. So
yeah, you gotta look at, you know, if you don't believe us, look at the stats, right? When it comes to Julius Randle, I know we say OG Anunoby came here and Julius Randle's game blossomed, but look, in the games without Julius Randle, OG Anunoby, 11.8 points, 4.1 assists. With Julius Randle, that went up to 15.6 points a game and 4.6 assists. So, again, trending upwards. So it just shows you the gravity that we have when Julius is out there, along with Brunson, along with OG Anunoby. You add Mikal Bridges to that. Again, I only see good things happening there.
Likewise. So praying for a great season for Julius Randle. That's a wrap for the player preview for Julius Randle. Some good combo.
Yeah, I miss Julius Randle, man. I want to see him out there. I want to see him healthy. And like you mentioned earlier, I want to see Julius Randle in the playoffs, healthy with the full supporting cast, and hopefully that comes to fruition this season, man. We need him. We need him.
Yes, indeed. In case you missed it, we're doing a player preview for every single Nick. In case you wanted to catch our last player preview, it is right here on the screen. Hit the subscribe button. Gearing up for this new Nick season. Excited for all the things to come. Thank you for giving us your time once again. If you also wanted to become a member and help support the channel, just hit the join button. We will be doing a podcast once we hit the 10 membership threshold. I think we're at 2 members right now, so hopefully we'll get that this year. Once again, appreciate the support. I'm Anthony from Knicks Nation.
I'm Chris.
And we'll catch you guys next time. Peace.
Peace.
Thanks for listening. Please hit that follow button to stay updated with our latest episodes. And we also greatly appreciate those 5-star reviews. For you video enthusiasts out there, head over to our YouTube channel to catch the podcast in video form. YouTube.com/Knicks Nation. You'll find all the relevant links conveniently listed in the show notes below. See you next time.